Colossians chapter 4. Masters, give to your servants that which is just and equal, knowing that you also have a master in heaven. Continue in prayer, and watch in the same with thanksgiving. In all things praying also for us, that God would open to us a door to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds. That I may make it known, as I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom towards those on the outside, redeeming the time. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. All my state Tychicus shall declare to you, who is a beloved brother, and a faithful minister and fellow servant in the Lord, whom I have sent to you for this purpose, that he might know your estate, and comfort your hearts. With Onesimus, a faithful and beloved brother, who is one of you. They shall make known to you all things which are done here. Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, salutes you, and Marcus, Barnabas' sister's son, from whom you received commandments. If he comes to you, receive him. And Jesus, who is called Justus, who are of the circumcision Jews. These are my only fellow workers for the kingdom of God, who have been a comfort to me. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, salutes you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. Because I bear him witness, that he has a great zeal for you, and those who are in Laodicea, and those in Hierapolis. Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas, greet you. Salute the brothers who are in Laodicea, and Nymphas, and the church which is in his house. And when this letter is read among you, have it be read also in the church of the Laodiceans, and that you likewise read the letter from Laodicea. And say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which you have received in the Lord, that you fulfill it. The salutation by my own hand, Paul. Remember my bonds. Grace be with you. Amen. Let it be.